This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Congress is sending its annual defense spending bill to the president for his signature. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports it includes decommissioning the Pueblo Chemical Depot.
The NDAA includes a bill from Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert that directs the Army to close the facility no later than a year after it finishes destroying its chemical weapons stockpile and to transfer the remaining land to the community for redevelopment. Boebert says she's excited it will help bring jobs to Pueblo.
I've worked very, very hard all year on that one.
This will be Boebert's first legislative provision signed into law. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Four Colorado public lands bills cleared a key Senate committee Thursday. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee is recommending the full Senate vote on bills to rename Mount Evans to Mount Blue Sky, to reauthorize endangered fish programs, and to protect lands around the Dolores River. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper.
We have all the quintessential elements of Colorado landscape included in bills before the committee today, from our highest mountains to our captivating riverways and to even our bright blue skies.
An archaeological discovery in southwest Colorado. European scientists have found a series of petroglyphs in the area that crosses the Utah-Colorado state line. They say the spiral-shaped carvings were likely used for astronomical observations and that the large number of carvings shows that more people likely lived in that area 800 to 900 years ago than previously estimated. The findings will be part of a new exhibit next year at the Canyon of the Ancients Museum in Dolores. This is CPR News.